Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now on to today's episode. One of the best things that we can do if we're feeling stuck is to change it up, mix it up, do something new. But what if you don't feel like it? What if you're tired? What if you're someone who considers yourself to be low energy? This is where I find myself a lot. I'm someone who doesn't have a lot of energy throughout the day. I don't usually wake up rushing into things. I take a lot of time to get started and to get into the flow. So when that's going on and then I'm also feeling stuck with something, it literally starts to feel like the world is moving in slow motion. And one area that I've been challenging myself in is recognizing that slow motion doesn't mean bad. Going in slow motion isn't always wrong, even if we feel stuck. Now, if we're stuck in sinking sand, whether that's literal sinking sand or metaphorical sinking sand, then yeah, we might not want to be stuck there. It might not be a good idea to just go in slow motion and just let it happen. However, there are many other times in life where we just feel stuck where we are and we don't know what to do. And we don't have the energy or the momentum to try something new or to just mix everything up. So what can we do instead? In the Mississippi section of my book, How Far You Have Come, on page 80, there is a painting of a tree. And the tree is along the edge of the page, and I have the book open right now and I'm looking at it. And I remember when I started working on this piece, I was getting really overwhelmed because I was running out of ideas for what I wanted to do for the art in this chapter. Now, I had some ideas in my mind, but I couldn't quite get those ideas on paper. So I was in this tough spot because I was working on all this art for the book. And I was just like, I only have so much time to work on this. I'm tired. I don't know what to do next. So I was painting this particular tree, thinking about all of this, like, oh, I've got to do this again. I've got to come up with another concept again. And it's on page 80. And then as I got down toward the bottom of the tree, I started at the top. I got down toward the bottom of the tree. I just kept the brush going. I kept the brush going beyond where I knew I needed it. And I just allowed myself to stay and play with this tree. And I don't know why I did that, because I was working with limited time and I really needed to hurry up and get to the art on the other pages. But I was like, I just feel like I want to keep painting this tree. It's on a black page, and I was painting this off-white tree on top of the black, and I was just loving how it was coming together. And as I started painting and painting and painting, I recognized that what I was actually painting were the roots of the tree. So I was just going deeper and deeper into the roots. And I was like, isn't that interesting? The moment I decided that I wanted to continue with this painting was the moment that I got to the root of the painting. Literally, I got to the roots and I started to keep going and going and going. And it was through painting those roots that I actually noticed that a new painting was forming. And if you go to page 77 of the book, there is another image that looks very similar to what's on page 80. And then there is another page on page 82. And both of those additional images came from the roots of what's on page 77. So I started painting this tree, but by choosing to keep going and going and going literally into the roots of the tree, even though it didn't end up on that particular canvas, I actually ended up creating strokes that would turn into new paintings that would go on other pages. And what this process taught me was the value of staying with something. the value of staying with this one thing that I was really kind of tired of and I was getting overwhelmed by because I needed to wrap it up and I needed to get on to the next thing. But choosing to stay, picking something, this is one of many, many paintings that I did in the book, picking this one painting to just stay with it and see what happens. And what I think is so fascinating about painting is that it actually forces me to pay more attention to nature, which in turn forces me to pay more attention to other areas of life that I might be overlooking. And since painting this, I've noticed that when I look at trees outside, it's so easy to just take a moment, look at the tree, and just be done with it, forgetting that beneath the surface, beneath what we can see, there's a whole network of roots that are long and they are strong. And that tree has stayed right there, growing deeper roots. And to the human understanding, that tree looks kind of stuck. It's just sort of there in slow motion. And even though we know the tree is alive, it's kind of hard to fully grasp that, which is exactly what happens when we feel stuck. We can feel our heart beating. We can feel the inhales and exhales coming in and out of our body, and yet we feel stuck and maybe a little too tired to even try to move. But I hope that what I learned from painting is something that I can apply in my life and that you can apply too. Sometimes, even when we feel stuck, what we're meant to do is stay there and keep painting that tree, keep getting to the roots. Keep going and going until we're beneath the surface. And from there, we'll learn something new. We'll gain new insight that we hadn't noticed before. And again, when we feel stuck, it's not always best to just stay where we are. Sometimes we need to get up and go, just like I mentioned earlier about the quicksand. However, there are some times where there is no quicksand, there is no rush to leave. And it's just boredom, or we're just tired and we feel stuck. And when we're in that place, I hope we can look to the trees around us and see how they are simultaneously reaching up to the sky with their limbs and their leaves while also being stuck in place, not able to get up and walk around like we are. And yet they bring so much life. Literally, oxygen, so we can breathe. So here's to looking to the trees. Here's to being reminded that it is absolutely okay to feel stuck sometimes. Sometimes we just need to be still and recognize that there's more to see right here where we are. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. When you look to the trees, how does it make you feel? Thanks again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.